Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Welcome all of you in this beautiful hall. How do you like the decoration? It feels like in the forest of Vrindavan at the sacred site of Giriraj Maharaj, Giri Govardhan. I would like to proceed. We will have a little bit more to do. We will now present to you our the subject matter of our presentations, and Bhujan Prabhu and myself will also present a very essential hermeneutic element that is an element that helps you to draw something out of this. That is very, very useful. We are very happy to introduce this. It is, I think we have done this before in our presentations, but we are now putting extra focus on it. By the way, it smells so good here. These are very mature. What is it called? These guava fruits, no? Wow, it's the, you should sit here after some time. So good. So this time we will start with Jagatarini and go this way.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskacha Desitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, is everyone ready for something extraordinary? Yeah. Hey, wonderful. I hope so, because we are going to take time to go on a very long journey together. 2 years ago, I was inspired to take up the great challenge of presenting the story of Gopakumar, a young Govardhan boy living right here by Giriraj, taking care of his cows, who himself describes his own extraordinary journey throughout the universe, higher and higher and higher planets. And eventually he went through and past the coverings that separate the material realm from the spiritual realm. And then he proceeded on towards Vaikuntha, or the eternal spiritual realm itself. And finally, after a long time, he arrived in the topmost realm of Goloka Vrindavan. And that was actually his eternal home. And only when he reached there was he finally satisfied, and his journey had been completed. So we spent time traveling with him, going with him to each of his destinations, and hearing his experiences, and watching him rise higher and higher and higher by the power of his chanting and his urgency to meet the Lord of his mantra. Well, tonight, this year, we're off on another journey. And this time, we will be accompanying Narada Muni as he searches throughout both the material world and beyond that to find the most fortunate devotee. Now, the most fortunate devotees are those who have received the greatest favor of the Lord. And so it naturally follows that they are most dear to him. And they are most dear to him because their love for him is the greatest. So Narada is going to take this journey. And he is going to meet very special, exalted souls all along the way. And we will take this journey with him. Each night, we will hear further of this epic, this narration, from the pen of Srila Sanatana Goswami. This book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, was composed specifically to enlighten the Vaishnavas who are seriously ready to rise higher in their devotional journey. There are 11 introductory verses of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and they are of utmost importance. Srila Sanatana Goswami's book was the first of the Goswami literature, written long before all the others, including Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and not to mention the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Sanatana Goswami's book was meant to give an authentic conception of Krishna, of what is that is his prema bhakti, and also of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this work contains fundamental thoughts about these essential things. Lord Chaitanya is teaching us the highest love for Krishna, and he is teaching us to worship only Krishna. All glories to that inconceivable Lord who descended to bestow the gift of perfect love for his own lotus feet. He is an ocean filled with many kinds of sweetness, and he always bears the fragrance of fresh youth. In his form as Sri Chaitanya, he has realized the last extreme of transcendental experience, or the love residing eternally in the gopis. So from hearing from great personalities like Sanatana Goswami is a priceless treasure in our short lives. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Are you curious to find out? I think we all are. My God. So enticing.
Hare Krishna. Might as well ask everyone at this point to turn off their mobile phones, because guess why? Because you don't have cow ringtones. If you have cow ringtone on your phone, then you can even turn up the volume. We like it. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharane Nivasi Sasanyavani Pasyati De Sitarane. How many of you have been to Kurukshetra? Yeah. That's quite a few devotees. When you think of Kurukshetra, when devotees think of Kurukshetra, or people in general, generally they'll think of the Bhagavad Gita. How many of you have been to the Jyotisar, the place where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken? Yeah. And the great war that took place there. But before the battle took place, Krishna gave instructions, and those instructions to Arjuna, which are meant for everyone, is called the Bhagavad Gita, and everyone knows that. But there was another time when Krishna came to Kurukshetra, and that was long before the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. It was during a solar eclipse, and that time is narrated in three chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, chapter 82, chapter 83, and chapter 84. And they are amazing chapters, and very deep in many ways. There's such an interesting combination in these chapters of deep transcendental emotions, where Krishna and his devotees exchange rasa, different relationships with Krishna. And certainly there is a hierarchy of the relationships, but I counted 15 different rasas or relationships that are exchanged with Krishna in these three chapters. It's a huge amount in such a small number of chapters, considering there are 90 chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's such a combination of feelings being exchanged, and not only emotions and feelings that are transcendental, but such important instructions on how to achieve the transcendental platform, as we see the different gradations of devotees in their relationship with Krishna, with the top devotees being the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya, Yasodamayi, and of course the Brajagopikas. So this is what we're going to describe. And when preparing for these classes, somehow or another, I chose something that should take 15 or 20 or 25 different classes, and trying to put it into five classes is quite quite something. But we will try our best. The touching exchanges, well, I'll just give you an example over here. And I've named the presentation if we have this one, it would be probably a bit easier. It seemed to me that this display of rasas, get put on the next slide, please. It's a dance, practically speaking, of rasas in the what? Theater of Kurukshetra. So there's a display that's going to take place between Krishna and so many different varieties of his devotees that is very enticing, very attractive. And since there are so many, I would like to briefly go over each of the chapters and you can see what's in it. And perhaps this will help you keep track of what's going on as we go through the chapters. The first chapter, of course, is 82. So the Yadus arrive, and then there are kings who seek Krishna. And how do they see Krishna? And then Kunti Devi. There's such an important lesson in this meeting between Kunti Devi and her elder brother Vasudeva. And Kunti had suffered so much with her sons, and she was like a lamb amongst lions in such a difficult situation under Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. And then after that, Krishna and Balaram and the other Yadavas get the other members. Could you read that to me? I can't quite see it. Could someone read it? There's one word I can't see. Greet. Is it correct? The other Yadavas greet the other members of royalty that have arrived in Kurukshetra. Because everyone is there in Kurukshetra, including the residents of Vrindavan. And then the second part of the first act, because we're thinking of it as a theater, and the present, so we've divided not into classes, so no one's allowed to say class one, class two, but you can say act one, act two. The journey to Kurukshetra of the residents of Vrindavan, as described in the Gopalchampu, not in the Bhagavatam exactly. And then the Vrishnis, Yadavas, they meet the residents of Vrindavan. They had not seen them. Krishna had not seen the residents of Vrindavan for some time. And the residents of Vrindavan were in so much distress during that time, because even a moment absent from Krishna would cause them to break down in tears and become immobile, not being able to speak. So they had been without Krishna's presence for so long. And when Krishna finally meets the gopis, which is in Act 2, the first thing he says to them is, "Do you still remember me?" And of course, they become very angry. And their mood is, "Why should we remember you?" And then, first, there's the meeting of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj with Krishna and Balaram. They hadn't seen him for so long. Mother Yashoda had stopped eating even on the way to Kurukshetra. And then, the amazing thoughts and words of Rohini and Devaki on the seeing this very emotional, spiritually emotional, deep meeting between Krishna and Balaram and Yashoda and Nanda. Then in the second act, all about Krishna's meeting in the gopis. It's very, very short, only maybe 10 verses or so. And this meeting is so significant on the deepest level that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopted the verses and the mood of this when he saw the Rath Yatra and when he saw Lord Jagannath. And very, very touching. And Act 3, Krishna approaches, this is Act 2, does it say 2? Yeah. Krishna approaches the gopis in a secluded place. Okay, so this is Krishna and the gopis, very, 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 very intimate, very, 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 we get to see the heart of Krishna and the gopis here. And then in the next act, Act 3, the different queens, Krishna's, how many queens did Krishna have? How many saris do you think went to Kurukshetra? And with 16,108 queens. But Krishna was unlimited. And when the members of the Kuru dynasty and the other kings there saw Krishna so effulgent with all his queens, they were astonished. So there's talking between the queens amongst themselves about how the marriages took place between Krishna and these queens, and Krishna was the hero in each one of them. And the mood of the queens is also described as something very special. And then in Act 4, sages arrive in the midst of all this, and these great sages are given so much respect, but they have a vision of Krishna that's different from everyone else's, and they're watching Vasudev, they're watching Krishna greet them, or they're hearing Krishna greet them, and Vasudev asks a question of the sages, and they're bewildered. They're great sages, but they're not, most of them quite can't quite understand the concept of Leela that's going on, where the dance of rasas is taking place. And then go to the next one too. Then Vasudeva ends up performing a sacrifice, as the sages have recommended in their answer to his question. And at the end of the sacrifice and the great festivities that took place, then everyone leaves Kurukshetra. Everyone except for the Yadavas, including Krishna, Balaram, and Vasudev, Devaki, and the residents of Vrindavan. And then there's a discussion between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. And at the heart of the discussion is the residents of Vrindavan are with Krishna right now. And it's time to depart and go back to their respective places. Now, where will Krishna go? And who will say, will Vasudev say, no, Krishna, you can go back to Vrindavan now? And will Nanda Maharaj, or will Nanda Maharaj say, it's okay, Krishna, now you can go to Dwarka? It's very mysterious and touching, this final exchange. And that will be the subject of the fifth act. And it'll be quite a journey, quite an adventure. And we hope everyone will join us, or join Sukadev Goswami as he describes these most amazing chapters of the 10th canto. Hare Krishna.
Wow, Hare Krishna. That has certainly filled your presentation. It's a very full presentation. I also would like to introduce my seminar, or you know, it's a series of connected lectures, and we will go through them. I'm just thinking, perhaps it's nice if we. I feel at the moment it is very nice if you turn to your neighbor, that is the person right next to you, Matatis to Matatis, men to men. I know that some of you are introverts, minor and major introverts, but even if you are a super one of those, please turn to your neighbor and discuss with them a little bit what brought you to the Govardhan retreat and how the presentations which you are about to hear might assist you to come closer to your spiritual goal. Please have something to say. It is very good if we mobilize a little bit our own thoughtfulness. Please start now. You have 3 more minutes. 3 more minutes. Yes, 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 yes. Hare Krishna. It's nice to open up to each other, no? That is also good during a retreat. You will get to know other devotees. And if you can perhaps see that during your conversations, you stay on the spiritual side of things. You don't talk about certain things which may color your consciousness and take you a little bit out of what you are hearing and what you are here in. In other words, have a policeman next to your tongue who will see if the tongue is a good boy or a bad boy. Or good lady or bad lady. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, one of the wake-up moments in my life, was when I heard about the wolf's boy. It was a young man in Spain. His parents were so poor that they could not maintain him. So his father brought him into the wilderness where he met a shepherd who took care of sheep, and he lived practically from nature. He lived in a cave. He knew how to get his food from nature. And he taught this young boy to become totally self-sufficient. When this old man who was affectionate to the young boy who had lost father and mother died, the boy was on his own, but now he did know how to live from nature, how to boil the water, how to get his food from nature. And he made friendships with a wolf. With a wolf. The wolf introduced him to a pack of wolves, and this young man practically began to learn to communicate to the wolves, to live like the wolves, to hunt like the wolves, and he became one of a few wolves men who are known in history. There are two wolves children in Bengal. Also, they were girls, but they lost their parents and they were groomed by wolves, and they began to run and move like wolves. They had hairs on their chest, which usually ladies don't have. They never could adopt to human society. These cases are researched, and a question is raised. How do we human beings develop? And there are two factors. We all have a nature, but when we come into a certain culture, this culture or environment or, you know, people we associate with begins to shape our nature. You might have seen this as a member of our society. After some time, you develop the mindset of a Hare Krishna, the values of a Hare Krishna devotee, the attitude and behavior of some of a movement. And this is good if it's because it's a spiritual movement that helps you to overcome your lower nature and develop your higher nature. But sometimes we may adopt things which are not so transcendental, and we may be shaped in this way. There's a scientist who spoke something very nice. As this, now your intellect is required, as the social self can only be developed by contact with society, so the spiritual self can only be developed by contact with the spiritual world. No, you as a social self, that's, you all know a certain language, English. You know how to dress yourself in the ways that are acceptable in society. You know how to behave yourself. And in some ways, you are a product of, you know, your education. Now, if you want to have a spiritual education, you do need to hear about the spiritual world. This point is very nicely illustrated by Jiva Goswami in his Gopal Champu, who says, Hariya Gopar Shanuk Shupati, and so on. It's a translation of this verse is Krishna and the king and the queen of the cowherd pastures and its other residents are of themselves incapable of even slightly softening my cruel heart. Jiva Goswami expresses, I have heard about Krishna. I have heard about the king of the cowherds. Who is he? Nanda Maharaj, someone said. And the queen? Yashoda Rani, yes. And all the other residents are of themselves alone incapable of even slightly softening my cruel heart. You may have read Krishna book. You may have heard so many lectures, but the heart has perhaps remained the same. Now Jiva Goswami continues, but even though this is the case, when I hear about the love that they bear in their hearts for Krishna, or when I hear how Krishna loves them, that at every moment, that type of information turns that stone-like heart to liquid. When I visited a little while ago, a few years ago, Burijan Prabhu's room, and I looked at his altar, there was a whitish stone, and I asked, Dwarakashila? No, he said. And he didn't want to speak about that white stone on his altar. I became interested in making other inquiries and went to the place where other white stones can be found in Braj. And I found out that this is an area where Krishna made a promise to all those who are dear to him and who are... And he said, on the fact that I'm Nanda Baba's son, on the fact that I am herding his... How many cows? 900,000 cows. I make a solemn promise. My promise is that I will always be with these devotees and I will never ever leave them. And while saying this, because Nanda Baba was not there, you know, if you make a promise on something, you have to touch that thing, it needs to be present. For instance, if I say, on the fact that this glass is full of water, I make a promise. Then I have to have a glass of water. It has to be there and I have to touch it. I promise such and such. So Nanda Maharaj was not there. Krishna couldn't touch him and make a promise. So he needed something, a placeholder that is a pure element, and he touched the ground. And while touching the ground, he made the promise. I felt this was a love declaration of Krishna to the devotees, and it turned my stone-like heart to liquid. not exactly like that, but it softens it. So, my dear devotees, if you hear about the strong love which the associates of Krishna feel for Krishna, and if you hear how Krishna loves the associates, your heart will soften, and by this contact you have a chance to develop your real self, the spiritual self. What is his... our Raghunath Das Goswami, there are four... let us start like this. There are four literatures, four books, which are recommended reading matters for those who are interested in developing love for Krishna. And one of them is the book we will be hearing from, the Sri Braj Vilas Stava. That describes a little bit the goal of Krishna conscious practice, that is, according to Prabhupada, to hear about the spiritual world, to hear about Krishna and go back home to Godhead after this lifetime. You know, so we need to hear about those persons who are inhabiting the spiritual world, and the way they love Krishna, and that will prepare us to develop these first class desires. I would like to read to you a very touching conversation which took place between Srimati Radhika, the greatest of Krishna's devotees, and Krishna. That is very nice. You will hear how she expresses her love. Are you interested in this? Good. Then I will go ahead. Dun, dun, dun. Radhe, 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 Govinda, everyone, Radhe, Radhe, see Radha in your mind's eye. In your mind's eye, see the lush forest of Vrindavan, which Burijam Prabhu has presented to us. He read a verse, the end, we should leave the material world behind. We should move through the great mass of light, the Brahman, then enter an effulgent forest. In this forest, there are birds chirping, and there is Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And Radha addresses Krishna. Oh, Pranabandhu, my dear friend, what more shall I say to you? You have asked me about my love for you. This is what it is. In life or in death, birth after birth, you are the only Lord of my heart. You have bound my heart to your lotus feet with a net of love. I have completely surrendered myself to your service, and I am determined to be your maidservant. Sometimes I was thinking to myself, who else do I really have in these three worlds? Nobody cares really about Radha. With whom should I stay? Do I belong to this family, my own family? That other family, the family of my in-laws? Or both families? I know them to be cold towards me, and therefore I took shelter at your lotus feet. Please don't reject me. Please don't trick me. I'm a naive and weak girl. I have seen, after due deliberation, that I have no other shelter than the Lord of my life, you. If my eyes don't see you for even half a moment, then I will die. Chandidas, he's the poet, says, I'm in the voice of Radha, I'm wearing a touchstone that I bound around my neck. One may ask, why should one try to flatter a deceitful Lord? Finished of the verse. So when we hear in our attentive mind and let that touch our heart about the love, the residents of Vrindavan, and we have heard about Radha, have for Krishna, it might touch our heart and some good bhakti might come. Furthermore, we might become more acquainted with the goal of all this chanting, reading, going on pilgrimage, and so on, following principles, and so on. And knowing about this goal will strengthen our own determination. When one hears about this and lives in the land of one's aspiration, one may recognize and then eliminate those numerous weaknesses of the heart. In this work, Srila Raghunath Goswami praises the Lord of Braj and Shri Radha Krishna's associates and their various relationships to the divine couple and their pastimes. For instance, Variasi, about whom you will hear, is always joking with Krishna and says, "Oh, Nati Chand." Nati Chand means moon of a grandson. And then they laugh. No? Raghunath Das Goswami says, those who regularly read these verses in Braj Vilas Stava with great respect, and the translation says greedy enthusiasm, they will be actually able to directly see the divine couple surrounded by their associates in this land of Braj. So we try to go on a journey through this work. We will see a few verses, and what is my goal is also, I will also talk about very practical things, mind control, sense control, but all this will be in the framework of talking about a higher goal than the small, insignificant, trifling things the world can give us. But there will be very practical talk also. Can you have any idea from which starting point Raghunath Das Goswami is moving his journey into the world of Krishna? Yeah, it is. If someone would ask me, I also would be silent, because we don't want to just guess. He talks with, like he talks in Manak Shiksha, where he instructs us to become free from pride. He talks about first developing genuine humility, seeing our fallen condition, coming to understand, yes, I'm trying to travel the road of bhakti, but I'm falling. There's lust and the desire to be famous or glorified that are lying on the road, or they're lying in a, you know, where is an assassinator staying? He's saying staying in a hidden place. I can only say in very primitive English. No, he's hiding and on the watch out. His first verse is Pratishta Rajubir Vadam Kamadyevatma patibhi. Pati means the path. Chitvata samharantastan nagore pantu mangbata. He says, plunderers have bound me. First and foremost, lust is there. And he has come and bound me with a rope that is the desire to be famous, to be glorified, to have a good following on Instagram. No? That he doesn't write, but... And then he says, may the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna protect me by cutting that rope of my desire for an attachment for fame, and may they also annihilate those plunderers. So then in the next verse he says, even though someone or I may not always have this problem of lust, greed and anger, there's something else there. And some of us who are sitting on the chairs or preferring to sit on the chairs, their ears will now go up. Oh Lord Hari, I'm being burned in the fire of old age. Yes, gray hair, bent over, weak digestion, memory that fails us. And I'm pierced by the sharp arrow of complete dependence on others. I'm surrounded by lions in the form of anger. Old people become short-tempered and boom, it goes very quick. Oh my Lord, he ends. So it's for the young people and the old people, this book. Kindly allow me to drink the nectar of your ecstatic love. Sorry, I'm getting enthusiastic. Kindly allow me to drink the nectar of your ecstatic love, so that I can ignore these many disturbances and constantly engage in your worship with a peaceful mind. So we will hear in this series of lectures about love, loving exchanges, as Raghunath Das Goswami sees them in his transcendental vision and presents them. And we will hear also some sobering points of interest. Hare Krishna. Is that okay? Yeah, no one can say no. Yes. I promise to be very practical also, and you will hear some statements that are told from the scriptures to those who want to increase or optimize their sadhana. No? Good. Now Bhujan Prabhu and myself will do something. We want to introduce a new element in this retreat. And it is very important that you give your good attention to this point. Let me just be sure that we are here on the same. That is what you want to do. Yes. Yes. How do you learn anything? Good question, no? Learn means you will assimilate something that you did not know before, and you will make that part of your skills, of your life knowledge, your wisdom, and so on. How do you do that? There are three steps, and these steps are coming from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.5.7. Atma vare drashtavya shrotavyo mantavyo nidyasitavyaha. They are you hear about a new subject matter. There will be many lectures, and as we have seen on the computer screen, or is it the screen here, there will be many points. We will hear about 15 rasas, perhaps. You know, oh my God, this is a lot. There will be many new points for us. So the first contact with them will be through hearing. And then we will do the second process, which when you don't do this, all this will be going in the ear and out of the other. All this will be edutainment, but not real education. It will not bring you forward in your life. A little bit maybe, because it's a nice soothing sound when to hear about spiritual knowledge. The second step, which is so important, so that the sound doesn't just go in through this ear and out the other, but it goes zhup in the heart, is mananaha, to reflect about it, to think about it. Where have I heard something like this? How does this relate to my life, no, at present? And the third process is nididhyasana, which means to meditate or to assimilate the subject matter. So these two things, reflection about what you have heard and assimilation, will be done in the afternoon when you have time, reflection and assimilation time, right in the hill of Govardhan Valley, you know, in the Govardhan Tareti. And the good news is there will be a monkey guard and a snake guard. It's absolutely peaceful. Ah, yes. The way we will introduce you to reflection and assimilation, Burijan Prabhu will do it in his style. He will give you sheets of paper which have exact instructions how to do it. And I will do it in another way. I will try to make one point so crystal clear, and I might even ask you to discuss about this here while you are in the hall, and then I will give you a question with you to take in the Govardhan Tareti. Some of the questions will be so intense that you will not like to talk about it to anyone and everyone, what you are coming up with. So this is a little bit the time which we have. You can also use this time, reflection and assimilation, a little bit, but then chant also your remaining rounds, which you may not have completed in the guided japa sessions in the morning, which takes place at an early time, 5:30 to, it's on our schedule, I don't remember now, 7:15 perhaps or so, no? So that is also time. The idea of this reflection and assimilation time is to bring you into the culture of a real retreat. Remember, there's nature and there is culture. Remember the culture of the wolves people who had wolves around them and learned from wolves and became practically human wolves. Not werewolves, that's something else. Human wolves. They were products of the culture in which they were. No? So here, with these two additions to what to your retreat, it's really yours. The idea is to bring you into a reflecting and assimilation zone, so that you can harvest your fruits of the retreat. Good. This is from. It will become clear. Please be there for tomorrow's presentations. I think everyone wants to be there, and be attentive when so that you get your pieces of paper, your written down guidance, and so on. Now let us hear from Burijan Prabhu, who wanted to make this a little bit more clear by guiding us into a practical learning experience.
Hare Krishna. Everyone, did everyone get notebooks? Raise your hand if you don't have a notebook with you and a pen. Well, that's pretty good. Just take 10 minutes now to write to what we call directed free writing, which means you just write about what you heard through Maharaj's presentation, Jagatrini Mataji's presentation, my presentation, and what you understood about the Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasana process. And all you have to do is write about it. And write and write and write just for 10 minutes. And there's only two principles of this type of directed free writing. That first is you just keep writing. Even if you don't know what to say, you just keep writing. You write and write and write. And I also tend to say, don't think. Let your pen think for you. And you'll find your pen is very intelligent. And you'll be surprised at how intelligent it is. So write about what you remember or what struck you from the different presentations. And you don't have to show this, and you won't have to show this to anyone. So you can write as you like, be as clear as you like, be as personal as you like. You don't show it to anyone. And after the 10 minutes is over, then you can underline what you have written, any points that really struck you. So this we'll be doing tomorrow at the beginning of the when we get to the hill, and the first, and we'll have 2 hours at the hill before coming back, and in our great enthusiasm to hear Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and since there'll be it'll be broken up as an hour and a half, and for the reflection, and then discussion of what you would like to share from what you've thought about and chanted and prayed about. There'll be a half hour of discussion amongst the devotees. So you can discuss whatever you would like to. You can keep other things private. So since there'll be an hour and a half of the Mananam and Nidhyasana, we recommend that you take one for 45 minutes of Maharaj's content of his class, and then 45 minutes of the content of my class. And Maharaj has his prompts, his questions that you'll be take with you, and I also have two of them that you'll take with you. So that's the practical way the time at Giriraj will be organized. And Giriraj is very, very, very kind. And again, we write during that 45 minutes on the particular class that we're writing about. You have your notes there too from the class. And then think about what really struck you in that class, or Maharaj will have specific questions. And then second of all, how can I practically apply this to my life? Because we want to, after thinking about it, we want to assimilate it into our life. And that's, in one sense, the more difficult part. And if we assimilate something into our life by our strong enthusiasm and determination, then that will affect a transformation in our hearts and our activities. So we'll explain it further tomorrow in case anyone will have any questions when we're at the hill. Maharaj, did you want to add anything?
Oh, thank you, you for feeling it. Yes, this idea of what Bhujan Prabhu expressed, you know, first hearing, then reflecting, and the reflecting will be done, the hearing will be done here, the reflecting and assimilation on the hill. That is very nicely expressed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his comment to verse 23, it is, in my recollection, of the prayers of the personified Vedas. Yeah, verse 23. The idea is, he writes, that one should directly see drashtavya sakshatkartavya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we want to have darshan of Krishna, no? This is the idea. The means for achieving this are this. He says, first one must hear from a bona fide source and take the words into one's heart. Then, second step, one should continuously ponder. Ponder means to reflect, to think about the divine message with the aim of dispelling all one's doubts and misconceptions. Oh yeah, this I heard. Let me now think about this deeply, because I will then get my misconceptions out of the way. And finally, one can proceed to meditate on Sri Krishna's lotus feet with total conviction and determination. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti's take on this. It is, of course, on a very high level, but we can extract the principles and says, if we want to learn something, if we want to assimilate it, this is what we do. Hearing, reflecting, and then meditating or assimilating the subject matter. This is very much from the scriptures. It will give you infinite encouragement to do this and make your experiences. And as Bhujan Prabhu said, keep your pen writing. He ascribed intelligence to the pen. That is a new concept, but it is a concept. others would maybe say your subconscious mind knows much more than your conscious mind. And free writing is a way to access that. Please now let the intelligence of your pen speak to you. Hare Krishna.
Yes, go. Do it. what you heard, what struck you about what you heard, and you'll be surprised how much you actually do remember, and what will come out is what's relevant to you. So keep your pens moving, and we'll do this for 10 minutes. And don't stop. Begin. Since we're doing this more or less as a demonstration, we won't go through, give you enough time really to do it in the way you'll have time when we do it in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan in the valley. Discuss whatever you would like to do about, discuss whatever you like about from what you wrote about. Now, if it's private or personal, to a person, you don't have to discuss that. But whatever you feel comfortable in discussing, please do so right now. We'll do that just for 5 minutes. This is, again, somewhat a... Hare Krishna. One more minute, or less than a minute now. Now, everyone, face this way, please. And again, close your eyes. and think of a prayer that you'd like to offer to Giriraj Govardhan.
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please, all of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Syllables of the holy name, to each syllable. And bring some expression of perhaps surrender, taking shelter to our singing. Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho.